Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Nathan Goodwin, who's Emporia State University's coordinator for esports. Nathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. Esports at Emporia State, this is relatively new, isn't it, Nathan?
Yes, it is. The esports program just started last January, but this semester has marked our first semester in full swing.
Well, let's talk about esports. What does it entail? I mean, are there different sports within esports, and are you seeing good participation?
Yeah, so esports stands for electronic sports, and put very simply, it is competitive video games. On the collegiate level, we treat it a lot like traditional sports. We have student athletes. They, sign a contract and are given a scholarship. They have to keep up a certain GPA and take a certain amount of classes every semester. But in exchange, they get to play on a team, they get jerseys, they get to travel around to local tournaments and matches and compete against local colleges within the MIAA. So, it's very exciting for all the players to see their rather niche hobbies start to take a more competitive stance. As for participation, we have upwards of 25 to 30 students participating within the program in some form or another.
You know, this brings up, you know, a lot of potential comparisons between esports and the traditional sports that we have. So it kind of brings up things like, you know, practices, practice times, practice amounts, what your competitive schedule is, you know, given the amount of participants that you have, how many of them would, you hate to use the term be first string, but I guess maybe how that lays out as well. So let us know kind of some of those details.
Yeah, so we do have varsity and academy teams. The varsity are the best of the best. They're our first string, to use that term, the A team. We select them through a tryout process that we have at the beginning of every semester. And the top five, most esports teams are in pairs of five. Some are in pairs of three, but most are in pairs of five, get the scholarship. And then we have academy teams for the more casual players who want to, you know, be involved, be on a team, but not necessarily, have to show up to as many practices. That being said, my teams are required to practice for a minimum of 6 hours a week, which is not a huge time commitment. But that being said, most of my players are practicing a lot more than that because they really enjoy what they do. So they're playing upwards of 10 to 15 hours a week. If they had it their way, they'd be playing upwards of 40 hours a week. But, you know, with classes and jobs and stuff, they have to pace themselves a little bit.
And Nathan Goodwin, ESU coordinator for esports at Emporia State University, kind of in year number two. Well, what type of games are played here in the esports arena, Nathan? Let's talk specifically in the MIAA.
Yeah, so within the MIAA, we are playing, we have our own esports conference with just the schools from the MIAA, and we are playing a game called Overwatch. It is a first-person shooter team-based game where it's all about taking objectives and, you know, moving points and that sort of stuff. It's very strategy heavy in sense. Outside of the MIAA, we also play the games League of Legends, which is a MOBA, multiplayer online battle arena. It's very tactics, strategy heavy. You're controlling a map rather than a single person. And then we also have a new addition to the esports world, chess. Chess is online chess is now considered an esport, and we are very lucky to have one of the very first collegiate esports team or chess teams in Kansas.
You know, chess, I think, provides an awful lot of kind of, I think maybe a lot of folks can see the benefits of a chess being part of a sport like this. But what about the other games that you mentioned, League of Legends and Overwatch? What are some of the different lessons that the students, the athletes get by being part of the team in those two specific games?
Yeah, so to talk a little bit about both of those games, Overwatch is very, you know, very mechanics heavy. Everything is about making split second decisions. So our students have to take in information of what they know, of what their team knows, and what the enemy team knows. And they have to take all that information to make a split second decision that could make or break the game. On average, esports players have to make about 24 decisions every single minute. So that level of really heavy cooperation and being able and decision making skills is something that we've shown that transfers, you know, outside of the arena and into into the classroom, being able to think faster and work with the group more efficiently. When it comes to League of Legends, it's all about making long-term decisions. The things you're doing in the first few minutes of the game are going to impact what happens at, minute 20, minute 25. So being able to as a team, get together and make long-term decisions, long-term strategies, again, transfers outside into the classroom or into the workforce, having that sort of futuristic mindset of, okay, what can we do now to prepare for the future? So decision making is a large part of esports.
Nathan Goodwin joining us again. He's the Emporia State coordinator for esports with a ribbon cutting and open house, which we'll be talking about here shortly. You know, we talked about comparisons to traditional sports. As coordinator, does that make you the coach? Does it make you the athletic director? Does it make you something kind of in between?
So I am closer to the athletic director sort of stance. At a lot of universities, the coordinator or director is a coach for at least one game, the game of their specialty. But here we have student coaches for all of our games. So as coordinator, I, get them signed up for tournaments. I, make sure that they have everything that they need. And then I work one-on-one with the student coaches for each of our positions, because at the end of the day, they know the game better than me, they're playing more than me, and they can relate to the students on another level. On top of that, they also get skills in leadership and team building. They learn how to set and maintain goals throughout the semester. So it's a great hands-on experience for the students.
Nathan, as far as the games themselves go, how long does a game generally take? And is it all five players at once, or are there singles, doubles? How does this all work?
So for most esports, it is all five at once. It does vary between games. There is some variability, but most of the time, it's all at once. Typically, for any set of game, for League, it can be around 30 to 35 minutes. For Overwatch, it's closer to 10 to 15 minutes. And then typically for any given match, like on game day, we play either a best of three in League's case or a best of five in Overwatch's case. So we'll play one of the games, and then based on if we win or lose, we can bring in substitutions, or we can refine our strategy and make any changes that we need to in between those 20 to 30 minute segments.
So how's the ESU team doing?
Our season is now officially over, and we actually did. That's actually not true. Our Overwatch team has just entered playoffs for the MIAA conference that we established this semester. And right now, we are in the second seed. We've lost only to Missouri Western, but in our other conferences, we finished around fourth or fifth place against colleges from across the United States. That's one of the benefits of esports. Yeah. We can play against teams in Florida, California, New York. So our online conferences, we finished around fourth or fifth place.
Not bad, not bad. Well, let's talk about the open house coming up here on the 29th. When and what's going to be taking place?
Yeah, so it is on November 29th. It'll be next Wednesday from 2 to 5 p.m., and we are unveiling our brand new esports arena. It's something that's been in development for about a year now, but just a few weeks ago, we were able to open it up to our students. In the arena, we have 24 top-of-the-line high-spec gaming computers that our players use for practices, but they also use it for leisure, for hanging out, and they'll use the space as well for homework or eating lunch between classes, that sort of stuff.
So that sounds like a lot of horsepower there, Nathan.
It does.
Oh, yeah. These computers are very, very nice. Most of my students are playing on, systems that are 5 to 10 years old and, with a very limited budget. But when they play on our computers, we have the best, keyboard and mice, the best monitor with the highest refresh rate, all that stuff. And all my players have reported that it has allowed them to really bring out their best. Their all of their gameplay has improved a lot. It's given them the room for them to grow and improve.
It kind of begs the question, how often will the computers and the other related accessories kind of be changed out in order to keep Emporia State at a high level?
So to keep it at a high level, these computers need to be replaced somewhere between every 3 to 6 years, just kind of depending on, you know, how technology advances. But unfortunately, yeah, these computers are super high tech now. In 5 years, they'll be pretty mid-range. They'll be okay for practices, and they'll be okay for more casual gamers. But when it comes to staying competitive, we will need a whole new line of PCs for that.
And Nathan Goodwin, Emporia State's coordinator for eSports, the Big Ribbon cutting an open house for the new eSports arena is coming up next Wednesday, the 29th, in Kramer Hall. That's the first floor of a Kramer from 2 to 5. So will we have any meeting and greeting? What's going to be going on?
Yeah, so at the open house, we will have several of our varsity players there, as well as snacks and lots of different games for pretty much anyone who enjoys video games. We'll have family-friendly games, stuff like Mario Kart, Mario Party, where anyone can pick up a controller and start playing. We'll also have older traditional games, stuff like Minesweeper, you know, Solitaire, to get the older generation who, you know, might not be familiar with newer video games can still have a chance to sit down and use our computer, get a little taste of what it is that we're about.
You know, some of us casual gamers, you know, might be spoiled by this equipment going up there.
Nathan. Want to try some vintage games like, you know, Donkey Kong or Pole Position or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. We want to have as many games like that available. You know, like I think we'll have Super Tecmo Bowl there the old sports fan. Yeah, yes, Super Tecmo Bowl has a lot of recognition and still has a pretty decent fan base. But we really want to stress that video games like this culture, it's not just for one group. It's not just it's not even just for one major. You know, esports, we have 17 or 18 different majors involved in our program, but it is not bound by age. Anyone and everyone can enjoy, you know, this type of art form. Video games are for everyone.
Yeah, we want to encourage the public. The public is invited and take a peek at the next generation here. As you know, esports, they're huge. They're huge. And Nathan, I, you know, a lot of players out there across the country, across the world, make a pretty grand living at this in some cases, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Esports is a $1.4 billion industry. So, yeah, you have players making, you know, upwards of tens of millions of dollars playing this game, both through winning prizes and tournaments, but also getting sponsorship deals. Companies like Toyota, T-Mobile, Red Bull put a lot of money to get their brand on some of these players. But on top of that, you know, being a $1.3 billion industry, it's not just the players. One thing that I talk a lot about to both my students and also like middle schoolers or high schoolers that come to visit are there are a lot of different career paths within esports. You have, you know, business, marketing, finance, project management, even things like psychologists, professional chefs, personal trainers. One thing that I tell my players is that if you have a love of video games, if that is your hobby, you can turn it into a full-time career with, you know, benefits, 401k. It is a full-blown billion-dollar industry.
Impressive. I think you have us both ready to maybe, I would say, drop some quarters in, but I think we need to go to the esports arena next week and check this out for ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. And everything's free. You don't got to bring any quarters.
Well, Nathan, hey, keep up the great work. And I think a lot of people will be intrigued. And we certainly encourage them to attend next week the ribbon cutting and open house for the esports arena at Emporia State, Kramer Hall, number 193, room 193. That's the first floor of Kramer. And it'll be a lot of fun. And you get to see exactly what takes place with the esports performers at Emporia State. Nathan, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a good day. Nathan Goodwin, Emporia State's coordinator for esports on the ESU Buzz.